what's up? This is Just Plain Nonsense.
I'm Michael.
And I'm Rob. I love how once I get started, everybody's like, it's like we're all ready. They're all a bunch of robots that are like,
and I'm Michael.
controlled by the Alexa.
They actually don't leave the seats at all.
Yeah, they're just always in the seats.
Yeah, Michael and Rob actually.
It's like, hey, what's up? And they're like,
I'm programmed for podcasting.
All right, so as you guys can see, or as you can hear, we have Shane and Amanda here back with us again. We are happy to have them on the podcast. And there's a very specific reason that we have mainly Amanda on the podcast, but Shane comes along with her as a consolation prize, I guess.
Consolation prize. I'm so sorry.
He's a bonus guest.
No, we
I like that better.
So there's a very good reason why we have Amanda on the podcast today. It goes along with our topic. Shane is a bonus guest that comes along with it. How's that? Is that better?
Yeah, much more professional sounding.
As you probably saw from the title, we are going to talk about pets today. All of our little pets that we've had that keep us company and, like, you know, they console us when we're sad, or like they're always happy to see us. They're like the wagging the little tails and stuff. So we're going to talk about that today. But I don't know how to start it. So I like to pass it off to Michael because he's usually pretty good at that. I don't know what he's writing right now, but hopefully it's relevant to what we're doing.
Sure. All right. Yeah. So
you have a bunch of pets. Well, you don't have a bunch of them, but like you've got one mean one and one really nice one.
And then one that I don't care for because it's a reptile.
Oh, right.
You have a reptile?
A bearded dragon.
Okay.
Yeah, it messes with his life, and it's basically a reptile dysfunction.
Yeah.
Wow. Puns.
I don't know why I'm getting into the puns. So mine are clever, I think.
Comment
below if you guys think that my puns are clever and his are more like dad jokes. Otherwise, you know, just comment below what you think about our puns and whether if you like mine or not. Because I seriously think mine are really clever.
As he plays with his... Mine are so clever.
That's my nervous thing. I'm like embarrassed to even talk about it.
I'm so funny.
I seriously think they're super clever. It makes me happy when I say them. Because I think of them and I'm like, oh, that's a good one.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Michael.
Oh, man. Okay, so my wife called me Hey Girl from... She didn't call me Hey Girl. My wife
hey
was
girl.
Referred to as Hey Girl.
Yeah. Comma.
Exclamation.
No, I'm so excited.
Called me from the pet store and said, hey, Riley wants a bearded dragon, which is my oldest daughter.
The Riley, not the bearded dragon.
Yeah. And so I said no because I hate reptiles. Because we already have two cats, one which I love and one which is there.
So I want to talk about that once you get done with your reptile story.
Yeah. Because
your cats are awesome. Anyway, go ahead.
So I told her no. And then about 30, 40 minutes later, she walks in the door with the bearded dragon named Mushu.
Welcome to marriage, everybody. Mushu, that's awesome.
That is really...
If I were going to have a bearded dragon, I'd probably name it Mushu. That's fair.
Yeah, definitely.
You can't. It's already taken.
Oh, okay.
Well, it was already taken by Disney, but I just...
But not for a bearded
dragon.
Well,
I feel like if you're going to get like something like that...
It was a different kind of dragon.
Like an exotic pet. Like you have to have like a... After, because if you name like a bearded dragon Jerry... It just doesn't hit the same.
I think that would be perfect.
That's how I name pets and stuff. Cause like I had this this girlfriend and she would get me like stuffed animals all the time, and I'd give them real crazy names. Like I had a fox named Austin. Like I think Austin.
Whoa, that's crazy.
I think Austin.
It's out there, man.
I didn't say no. I didn't say it was out there. I'm just saying like I think I'm really good at coming up with names for things like that. Cause it's like you're talking about naming a reptile Jerry. It's like it doesn't fit, but like I feel like Austin is like perfect for a fox. I don't know why. It just feels right.
Mm. On a second thought, I probably would name it a large lizard Jerry.
Yeah.
But I liked it when you said it.
Yeah, I kind of like it now. But
because it's so like commonplace name, but it's not a very commonplace pet.
I'm going to call my lizard Jerry just because.
Mushu Jerry.
Mushu, quote unquote, Jerry.
But, you know, the weird pet name thing is kind of, I think it's
better.
You
need to name a pig Mushu, so it's Mushu Pork.
That's good.
Yeah, that's like naming a pig Bacon, though. Or like
no, that was unique though. That was unique. I liked it. No,
no, that makes me happy. Like, I genuinely feel good when you're like, that was a good idea. That makes me feel really good.
Especially since I have such a high standard of puns, that when I compliment your pun,
that was a good one.
You're like, it must be really good.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that got the seal of approval for me.
I felt validated.
I give out points to people at work because my last name's Ward, so I
like imaginary points.
They're real. You know, because they have value. So I'll be like, hey, you just got 15 Ward points. Or you just got 5 ward points, or you just lost 4 ward points. You better cut it out.
So you want to hear something crazy? I used to do that too.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Yep. I didn't give them like Rob points, but like I would just give people points.
Oh, I thought you gave them ward points.
No, that'd be weird. No, I used to give people points. That's so crazy that like there's so many things that we keep finding out about each other. That's nuts.
Do you want to touch feet right now under the table?
Oh, yeah. Wait.
There we go.
Yeah.
No. Well. Okay, so the crazy name thing for pets. So I am
touch feet under the table.
That's nonsense.
Perfect.
So I always named my pets just random weird names because naming a dog Sparky or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so
not random enough.
Yeah. So when I was a kid, I had a cat named Pepsi.
Huh.
Like it.
He was a gray cat, and all dark gray. And one time I fed him chocolate. Not on purpose, but like it was in my backpack and in my room.
How old were you?
I was just a little guy.
Okay.
I don't know the age exactly, but it was
a little baby. I love that name. Pepsi for, you said it was a cat?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he ate chocolate one day.
I love it.
And he vomited and diarrhea all over my backpack.
And
was stuffing house. I've got a story for that.
Yeah. So poor Pepsi was.
That's such a cute name for a cat. Yeah, that isn't it?
Adorable.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah, he died.
Great. Thanks for that.
And that's how this entire episode is gonna go.
So cute. Yeah, he's dead.
Yeah, he's gone.
Yeah, so here's a little bit of a spoiler warning for you.
Cat versus
Gage, Cole. If you're gonna go ahead and stop that, go ahead. If you're gonna reset it. Am I good to go? Wait, oh sorry. So so this is just a little preface for what's gonna go on here in the podcast. There's probably gonna be real funny stories and happy stories and then real low stories, so get prepared for that. Get your tissues next to you, and then your
ice cream.
Well, you're going to need them for the tears, for the laughter, and the ice cream for the yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
But, whatever. Just get prepared to be happy and sad. It's going to be a roller coaster.
Which is what people experience with pets. So it's very relatable.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Did you finish your story? Because if I interrupted you again, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I don't remember.
You said he diarrhea everywhere.
I don't know. I guess the moral and story vomited, is cat versus car wins.
That doesn't have anything to do with what you're just talking about.
he said he died.
Oh, yeah. You said, okay, I gotcha.
Thanks, Amanda.
Shane, I think you need to tell the diarrhea. Diarrhea.
Yeah, because we're on that tangent already.
You need to say it.
So this was a couple years ago when we first got our dog, Skylar. So we lived in the smallish apartment.
Little Ski.
Mm-hmm. Little Ski.
Skeetles, multiple different names.
Bucket-O-Noodle.
Where do these names? We need to talk about the etymology of the names too, so we'll do that later.
So I think she was probably 3 or 4 months old.
Yeah, she was not that old.
She was not that big. Like probably maybe 6 months tops. And we had one of those big family packs of Oreos that we had left out.
I think I remember the story.
Oh, yeah. It was bad. So I guess we'd been watching a movie in bed or something.
Uh-huh.
And we were eating Oreos, right? Go to sleep.
Michael's favorite snack.
She eats the entire box.
She or Skylar?
Skylar.
Okay.
Skylar.
Not she.
I am she.
The entire box in, I don't know, probably a couple hours. I wake up. Probably like 3 or something. I wake up and I smell Oreos, like intense.
That was gonna be my question. Intense. Was gonna smell like Oreos
smell. And I'm like, oh my god! And I couldn't find the box of Oreos. I'm like, what's going on? So like, I get up, I turn the light on, right? And there is piles. Now I don't think piles, puddles of what it literally looks like.
Pureed.
It looks like if you took a whole thing of Oreos, threw it in a food processor, and just. And then just dumped on the floor. Yes. These puddles.
Literally.
And it had a consistency. Like, it looked like ground up Oreos. It must have literally just went straight through our entire body.
It looked like cookies and cream milkshake.
It got more intense.
I'm not
when
kidding.
You changed it from piles to puddles.
No, it was puddles.
Yes.
Because piles would say that, it would stack on top of each other anyway, when it really just spread out kind of like a pancake.
Yeah.
So why are you referring this to other kinds of food? You were like milkshakes, and then you were like, oh, yeah, no, pancakes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on.
Well, I think that's, now I don't more, have that's not as much a reference to, she's, describing the texture. I'm describing the shape.
So, you telling your stories about your dog getting into things reminds me of one time when you told me about how your dog got super swole.
Wait.
Remember when she got into your protein?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. No, that was Oliver.
Yeah.
That wasn't her.
Oh,
that was Oliver.
That's
yeah.
right. I do remember that.
Mm-hmm. So that was at the other house.
Yeah.
And I had like a one of those, I think it was like a 5-pounder or whatever. Yeah.
No, it was four, I think it was 4 pounds.
Yeah. Yeah. 4 pounds specifically.
How do I remember that?
I don't know.
And I put it in like one of the lower cabinets.
Yep.
Mistakes were made.
Okay, because you shouldn't think like a dog can
your
figure out how to open a cabinet.
Your cabinets were childproof, though, weren't they?
Yeah, they no. were. And no, we still got in.
Oh, they were
the one under the
no,
sink?
Yeah.
They were. You're right. They were childproof. And so he
I know
still,
more about your house than you do.
He still opened a childproof cabinet. And this was closed. It was a closed protein.
Well, it was a chocolate protein, wasn't it?
I think so. And then he somehow got his teeth around it to unscrew the protein lid, stuck his entire head inside of it, ate all the protein out of it, and then got the whole entire bucket stuck on top of his head.
Yeah, and then I got home, and all I see is Oliver, like, freaking
running
out, running around with this big, huge thing on his head. And I'm, like, freaking out. I'm like, can you breathe? Like, he was okay.
That would be scary.
He probably got super swole, though.
But yeah. he ate
Major
all
gains,
of that.
Though.
I bet he had nasty protein farts, too.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was crazy.
That reminds me of a time when I was driving home one day. I was coming home from work, and it was real, real late at night. And I'm driving down the road, and I'm right in front of my house, and I see this little teeny tiny kitten with a Frito bag stuck on its head. And it's like wandering around. It just can't see at all. So I stop, and I get out, and I'm like, the cat didn't run away. I expected it to as soon as it heard somebody. It was going to run away, but it didn't. It kind of like sat down a little bit. And I grabbed the bag, and I pulled on it, and it didn't come off. I'm like, I wonder how long this cat was struggling to get this bag off his head, because I had to actually pull it to get it off, mm-hmm. and then it bolted. It was like, it was out.
That was really nice of you to help it, though.
Well, I mean, I can't. That, if you're like a monster, if you're gonna walk by and like leave a cat like wandering around like that,
please. Literally, one time I was in the car with someone that I'm not gonna name, but
you and Michael, you're like, oh, I'm not gonna talk about who what it is. I'm not gonna name names.
But
I ain't
were
no snitch.
We were driving. We were driving. There was this little kitty and like literally tiny, like crying, like running around in the woods, and I was like, stop, I'm gonna try to get the kitten. And then the person that was in the car with us was like, run it over, it's gonna die anyway from the coyotes. And it made me literally so mad, like irate, and I got out of the car and chased him and got him or whatever. But it made me so mad. It's like, what type of person says that?
Serial killers.
Yes.
And I'm potential future serial killers.
And I'm like, literally, this little orange, tiny, little tiny kitty. And he's like, run it over.
All right.
I
so
just cannot
that,
believe it.
I don't understand how people can have that mindset. Because, like, I don't know how you can hurt another living being.
Yeah.
Well, I say that, and then I kill, like, gnats and ants and stuff. So,
you know, Shane literally legit feels bad, like, for slugs and stuff. Like, he, like, even the tiniest little animal Shane cares about.
I love slugs.
Yeah.
They're so slow and defenseless.
He just saves them every time. Yeah.
Yeah. They're not wearing their shells or anything. So,
yeah. I think it's just, I don't know. It's like, especially cats and dogs where they're mammals and they have those same, like, emotional connections.
Yeah. We personify them a little bit.
Yeah.
A little more than a slug.
Totally.
Right. So, like, you have the two cats I have now. We actually, both of them are from animal shelters. One's from when I lived in San Diego, and one's from around here locally. And the lady was telling me that both of my cats came from abused homes. So they were harder to break in, you know? But she also told me the story about how this guy was, like, torturing animals, and they had some of them there. I'm like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, how do you, like, how does... I get it if you're like, oh, yeah, I accidentally hurt an animal, you know, whatever.
Right, right.
You know, and then... You know,
if you intentionally...
Yeah. But for to sit down there for entertainment purposes and torture animals just to hear them scream or whatever,
yeah,
you are freaking like, whoa.
Warped.
Like, what kind of mind
brain
do you have to be like... Geez.
So I have a story that goes along with that. But first of all, before I say that, I love your cats, especially Gemma. Like you, that's the one that you don't like.
I secretly, which I'm putting this on the air... She don't know it. I secretly like the Gemma, the female cat that I pretend I don't like because she cuddles with me.
She'll nibble you a little bit every once in a while, but she is the most affectionate cat I've ever met in my entire life. And I love that. Like, there was one time when I was like, can I take her home? Because she was so sweet.
And then I'm like, yeah, you can have her, dude. And in my mind, I'm like, please don't take her. Please don't take her.
Well, then you just come over to my house and you hang out with her.
That's true.
You get visitation rights and stuff.
Oh, cool. I get custody?
Yeah. No, I have custody. You get visitation rights.
Oh. All
right. So speaking of, well, I'm about to bring it back down. You were talking about torturing animals and you were talking about an orange cat. So
yes.
When I was a little kid, my parents had this cat and we named him Sunny.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna build this up and then I'm gonna rip the rug right out from under you. So you ready? I'm a storyteller.
Now that we're ready for it.
Yeah, because well, it's like watching a movie trailer. Then you go see the movie and you're like, I kind of knew that was gonna happen. Anyway. So that was the movie trailer. So here we go. So my brother and I, this cat tolerated everything. So it would lay in the floor, and when we were little kids, we would lay down on it and grab a handful of fur and just fall asleep, and it wouldn't budge until we woke up. And then it would like lick the fur down and go about its day.
My heart.
So we would like, so cute. We would, that was that cat. And that's like one of the main things I remember about it. But he was like one of those really long, you know, long cat.
Mm-hmm.
So then one day he was gone and I didn't know what was going on. I found out later, like many years later, my dad told me that somebody had caught him in a bear trap and fed him poison and then let him go. And then he came back to our house and died at our house.
That is ridiculous.
Yep. I don't understand, like I don't get that mindset. I don't understand it.
It's crazy because there's tons of people that walk among us that are like that. They're just like,
yeah.
You know, like, whoa.
Yeah. And you think they're normal. And then all
like,
of a sudden.
Did mommy not give you enough hugs or what? Like, why are you so like just messed up?
Right.
Oh, that's what's weird.
Yeah.
It's disturbing. It's affected my mood. Not now.
I told you, man.
Yeah, we're kind of a downer now.
Yeah. I kind of want to cry. Well, not cry, but
you're like, I'm too much of a man.
I'm just gonna go lay down and cry silently facing the direction.
All right, let's hold on for this sound. Dear Lord.
Small
part. All right, you guys, again, I'm gonna tell you, we are on the corner of two very busy intersections. So if you guys want cleaner podcasts, help us out by heading on over to Patreon. Patreon.com/justmynonsense and subscribing and helping us out and get some money so we can get a better location, because the studio, literally, we're on the corner of two main highways. So that's what you're hearing outside is all of the just the traffic driving by.
So,
and we're catty corner, kitty corner. We're kitty corner, bringing it back to the, it's not kitty corner.
It's catty corner.
I thought it was cat.
You said it right the first
time. No, I know that, but I thought it was actually supposed to be kitty corner. Well, whichever one it is, we are diagonal from a freaking airport.
Yeah.
So earlier we were pretty sure we heard a jet flying over. So yeah. So help us get another location.
Or a flying saucer.
Yeah, one of the two. There might be aliens outside. We don't know. But yeah, anyway, so back to cats or pets.
Okay, so here's my disturbing animal story.
Yeah, let's stay on the disturbing area for a while because we got that lull in the roller coaster.
Oh, should I bring it back later?
No, we're on the lull, so let's keep it down. And then we'll come back up.
Okay. So I had this poodle.
A big poodle?
No, a miniature. Like
a miniature.
Very cute.
You had a poodle?
Yeah.
How do I not know this story?
Because I was a little bitty.
I don't know everything about you.
Yeah. But you're about to know something else.
Well, you had a poodle, so that's good enough.
So.
I can die happy now.
Well, you better hold that thought.
Oh, no.
So, this pet poodle. Cute little girl poodle. Name is Lucy.
Aw, what color was she? I just need to know for my own benefit. Oh.
She wasn't spray painted pink or anything?
She was red later.
No, don't say that.
Oh, wait. I just laughed, and I was thinking that it was a good reason that she was red. But
no, because the color of blood is red.
I understood.
Wow, that took a little bit. I just spit everywhere.
Yeah.
Get yourself under control.
Okay.
So Lucy was a lovable little dog. Followed me around everywhere, and I'd yip at me, and I'd play with her, and I just loved her all the time because, you know, me and Lucy were like this.
And I bet she was super soft.
Very soft and lovable and cuddly. One day, Lucy ventures off and becomes a victim of the most horrific case of dog rape you have ever heard in your life. I guess this giant, like, I don't know if it was like a Doberman or whatever it was, but
like. Oh, okay. It was another animal.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought we were going somewhere else with the story.
Just when I thought I couldn't make any more disturbing, you just.
You just.
That's what you got me for, man. I'm here.
No, so. Oh,
I got you, fam.
This dog, the raper dog.
Shane.
I guess in the process of rape, dog rape,
Brings us to back like, to the bear rape.
Yeah. Managed to like claw her eye out and like mangled her up. And when she came back to the house, its eyeball was hanging out of the eye socket. And it was just like, you know,
no.
a mess. And that's how it ended for Lucy.
Wow.
So.
That is so awful.
Yep.
Were you traumatized? Did you see this as a child? You saw it with your own eyes?
I didn't see the rape.
No, the eyeball. The eyeball.
Gage is dying laughing over there.
Dog rape is not funny, Gage. No, but anyway, let's just do that story. Poor Lucy. Wow. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Lucy.
Yeah, for real.
May you always be remembered.
Disturbed. So let's do a lighter note. What's the weirdest pet you guys have had?
Weirdest.
Well, I got this. I got somebody tied up in my basement right now.
Oh, wow.
That is not the same.
JK, I don't have a basement. They're in the attic.
Okay.
No, they.
No, they might be in your shower. This is like really funny, actually.
Why my shower?
Because I'm gonna tell you. So literally, I've been friends with you forever, and then every time I go in your bathroom, I'm like, I've never seen the inside of his shower.
You've never like snuck a pee?
No, and like now it's like a streak thing. I'm like, I'm never gonna look inside a shower just because I never have before, and like I think this every time I pee at your house now.
Well, since that's gonna eventually happen, I need to clean my shower out.
I literally am just like, I don't know why it dawned on me, but like a year ago, probably I was like, you know what? His curtain's always closed. And I never have seen his shower.
You want to know why my curtain's always closed?
Why?
Because if you leave it open, the water stays in the bottom of it mm-hmm. and it gets all mildewy.
Yeah.
So you close your shower curtain mm-hmm. and then it stretches it out and it allows it to dry out. And you don't have mildew on the bottom True. Of your freaking shower curtain.
Yeah.
I'm interested in the fact that I was never curious about the inside of your shower, but now I am.
Yeah.
And now the very next time I go to your house, I'm going to look in your shower.
Yep.
Rob's such a guy, I got to move him now.
It's such a weird thing that you struggled with.
You're I
like,
know.
Like, man, I've never, but I don't want to.
But now I don't want to because been so long.
And now you're going
to
fight it, and I'm not going to fight it. I'm going to go in and look in your shower and be like,
this is what it looks like.
Because I feel like now that she points it out, you don't really truly know somebody.
Until you see their shower.
Until you see the shower. You yes. know what they wash with. You know how they, you know,
how many loofahs they have.
Yeah,
yeah.
If they're a washcloth person mm-hmm. or a loofah, if they just puddle it in their hand.
And, yeah.
See, that's what I do.
Lather.
I just, man.
See, now I don't know what I think.
I have I have four loofahs.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a loofah guy.
I just use
right here. Loofah bros.
I used to be a loofah person, but then I heard how much bacteria they hold.
That's what I'm trying to do. Is I want to like spread that bacteria.
And so now I'm a washcloth girl.
What?
Yeah, they hold a lot of bacteria.
What if I just throw it in the washing machine with my towel?
Then you spread the bacteria to your clothes.
No, because the detergent cleans it all.
What are you saying, Shane?
I don't think I've ever heard of somebody washing their loofah.
But I will now.
There's
a lot of groundbreaking stuff.
That's like Danny. Yeah. That's like Danny Tanner washing his gloves that he uses to wash the dishes with. Or that's like Jake Peralta being like, why do you have to change out your towel? It always only touches your clean body.
I've said that.
I was waiting for there to be more than that.
Yeah, there wasn't.
You're just like, I've said that.
I was told to not laugh with it in my mouth.
But yeah, the shower really does tell a lot about someone.
Well, you're also developing like the same thing I do with streaks on things. But
I know.
Completely dumb.
I know.
I don't know if that's just because we've been together so long or what.
One time Shane literally, actually to this day, it's still there. There's been a quarter in like, you know, the little shelves in the bathtub. There's been a quarter there since, like, Shane was, like, 11 years old, and it's still there to this day.
Like, at his parents' house?
Yes, at the Red House.
At the house I grew up in.
And he refused to ever move it, and it's probably still there to this day.
What year is it?
I don't know. But it's, like...
A quarter?
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
But, yeah, it's been there this whole
Michael,
time.
Michael, it's 2020.
What year is it?
Man, that took me way too long to get that out there.
Well, because, like... Well, I remember, and that one specifically, I put that there to prove a point to my mother at the time, because I was like, you do not clean the shower ever. Like, I can literally put this here and it will never move because you will never clean it. And then like time passed, like 6 months went by. I'm like, okay, it's still there. And, like years, I was in this house for years. And then finally we moved.
and he still left
it there.
And
it was still there.
And then we moved back in when, like, years later, like 6 years later, still and there. It's still there.
And I would not move
and it. And he would not let me move it. So.
Well, I suppose that's what year the quarter was, because if it was, like, of that year, you know,
mm-hmm. right,
printed that year, then you could actually keep track.
Yes, how long it's been.
That'd be awesome. Jinx.
Wow, that was really a weird tangent we got
off. Welcome to Just Play Nonsense. Yeah. Yeah, that's weird. Oh, because you were talking about keeping a body in my bathroom.
Yeah.
In my bathroom.
So nobody's had any weird pets?
I'm trying to think.
Like, not just like pets that were weird, but like weird types of pets that aren't common to most people.
I had
cats and dogs.
I had a lizard one time, like from the Arizona wild.
Oh, when you lived there. Okay, yeah. I was about to say, I'm like, when did you?
Oh, yeah. So Amanda lived in Arizona for a while.
Yeah, I did.
Well, but, why don't you tell us about it? What name was it? What gender was it? What color was it?
Genus and species was it? It kind of like died because then I was like holding it too much and its tail fell off. And
that's because it thought you were a predator.
Yeah. And then it had like, it was like a girl and it had eggs, but then it just all died. Okay. The whole thing died.
I'm not laughing at your dead lizard. I'm just saying like, it's kind of funny. That's not ha ha funny, but strange funny how that pet was constantly thinking it was about to eat. That's why it lost its tail. You know what
I'm saying? It was constantly yeah, that's like its defense
it
mechanism.
It lived yeah. the rest of its life like that.
I know.
That's why it died. It was
kind of sad, actually. Yeah.
I know.
That's why it died. It was constantly like anxiety. Yeah. Ridden.
But I was it kept really little.
Sounds like yeah. me.
Just take my tail. Just take my tail.
Yeah, I've never had any weird pets. Like, I just had cats and dogs. That's really it. Like, and I, most of the places I've lived, I wasn't allowed to have pets. So, like when I moved out of my parents' house.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't really had any.
So I did have, this isn't like a necessarily a weird pet. I don't think. I think a lot of people have these, but like, okay. So like I had hermit crabs for like a minute, but I had like mm-hmm. a whole bunch of them.
Mm-hmm.
And my thing was that I wanted more interaction out of the hermit crabs than you really should be getting out of hermit crabs. Like really with a hermit crab, like.
I mean, just look at the name.
I know, right? But like, so like normally, like you get your hermit crab, put it in there, you put food, put the water in there, blah 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 blah, whatever. I think I was probably like 10 when I had them, but I wanted like to. So like one of the issues we had is that I killed a couple of them before
mm-hmm.
because I wanted to bathe them. so I, what I did was I got a little bowl and this, I think I want to say in my mind, I think it's a legit thing, but it probably wasn't because I've never looked it up after that.
I can't believe I've never heard the story. I used to
put them in a little bowl of water so they could bathe. And then one time I left them in there and then they drowned. And then like a couple times, like I like have them out and then they like, I'd like want them to like be free on my dresser and they fall off. But my mom kept on buying them. There was a steady stream of hermit crabs for me to kill.
So, your story reminded me of an episode of The Office where Kevin has a dog and he's telling everybody, he's like, she just lays around and does nothing all day. And they're like, does she smell, Kevin? And he's like, she smells horrible.
Oh, my
god! So, he's talking about her as if she's dead. And then he, like, goes home and he's laying next to her. She's literally just laying there, like, nothing. And he's like, you're such a good little girl. And then she, like, starts licking his face so you know that she's alive. She's super lazy. That just reminds me of that where you're like, I put them in the bath so they could bathe themselves, and then they died. They're like, they didn't move anymore after when I pulled them out.
Just didn't move
I set
anymore.
Them on the counter so they'd be free, and they never moved after that.
You could tell we're Office fans because we all reference it a lot.
Yeah.
It's part of our life.
Okay, so this will be a little bit of a tangent, but I have watched The Office. Like, it's been a cycle for me. I'll watch all nine seasons, right? Or seven seasons? I say that. I'm like, oh, I'm a Switch Office fan. I'm like, I don't know how many seasons there are exactly. There's a lot. I'll watch all the seasons, and then literally when I finish the last one, if I'm still going to be watching TV, I'll literally start it over. That's season one, episode one. And I've probably watched the series like 8, 9, 12 times, something like that. Like just over and over and over again, because it'll be on in the background while I'm working. Mm-hmm. It'll be on when I'm doing dishes, and I'll like be sitting down watching some of the episodes. And I've been listening to The Office Ladies, which is Angela Kinsey and the girl that played Pam, Jenna Fisher. And they're doing a rewatch of the show. So they start at episode one, they'll watch it, and they'll come on the podcast and talk about it. And they'll tell you all the behind-the-scenes stuff that happened on it and all that kind of stuff. So I know this is way off on a tangent, but if you get a chance, go check out The Office Ladies on Stitcher. They're really, really awesome.
It's a podcast, right?
It's a podcast.
Well, you know, as far as weird pets, my weirdest pet was I had a pet pig, Potbelly, lived in the house with me. Yeah, his name is Buford.
That's such a pig name.
Yeah, Buford is definitely a pig name.
Well, yeah, I wasn't very, you know, I haven't developed my creativity yet. Mm-hmm. I mean, well, Pepsi.
No, that's an original name. Like, that's like, I mean, like, it's, I've heard it before, but like, that's just a very.
Wait a minute. Pig-like.
Yeah, wait a minute.
So last night, didn't we go bowling last night?
Yeah.
So we were actually having this same discussion. My days blur together, man. We were like giving each other names of like what we looked like.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, each of us.
We were legit doing that last night. Like, what would I look like? Or what kind of name do you think I have? What kind of name do you think I have? So we were giving each other different names.
Yeah.
I think that's interesting that now we're talking about like pet names. It's kind of funny.
What do I look like?
Hmm.
Do I look like a Michael or?
Yeah. Well, since we've known you for a while, you look like a Michael, but I'm trying to think of like
a different.
Like an Eric, maybe?
No, he looks like an Eric. Shane looks like an Eric.
Yeah,
that's my middle name.
Well, there you go.
Look at me. Let's see. I could see you. Oh, you're going to fangirl over this. I would say Adam. You look like if you could be an
I can
Adam.
See like an Aaron.
Why would I fangirl off that?
Because of the biblical meanings behind it.
Oh, yeah. You know how the name, words and names.
Yeah. Because I know you.
Sorry,
saying I look old, bro.
No, sorry, Shane. Go ahead with your story because I kind of cut you off.
No, it was the pig thing.
Well, because he was, you know words. Hey,
this hey. Is,
what?
I'm Rob.
What do you say?
And I'm Michael. No, so Buford.
Yeah,
he's my little pig.
Such a sweet name.
We had a little like a pig pen.
Ah, pig pen.
Yeah, you know, they use for kids and stuff. And like I used to play with them. We spent a lot of time together. Then one day.
Please don't tell me a sad story about him.
And then one day.
Oh, my
Why
goodness.
Does he always end badly with you?
He became a sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit.
There was no, don't worry, there was no pig rape. All right.
Okay. Oh, no. That's at least better than the last one, then.
So he went missing. I don't know whatever happened, but I did notice we had an abundance of bacon.
Oh.
No.
Cannibals.
I'm kidding. I don't know.
Oh. Like, okay.
I'm not sure like, how are you going to lose a pig?
Well, when he becomes bacon, you can't find him anymore.
Well, it becomes. Oh, won't do it. Won't do it.
I don't know where that was going.
Yep, I stopped it. So anyway, that was my weirdest pet was that pig, you know. But
go ahead.
Sorry, what was that? That was weird. Anyway,
that was very weird.
That was
you
so
became
weird.
Like a legit robot.
I don't know if this is like a weird pet, but I have two guinea pigs for my classroom.
Ham and pickle.
Oh, that's so adorable.
That is adorable.
Yep.
Straight up adorable.
Pickle is so mean.
Pickle's meaner. Ham will like literally want to like cuddle up with you. And he like will grab, he's literally grabbed Shane's finger before. And
Pickle is probably a little more salty.
Oh my gosh. But no, ham.
See, now he's addicted to the puns.
Are those your gym socks? Gym socks?
No, mm-hmm. They're just regular socks, but
So I just now realized that those are gray.
Yeah.
And when you put them up there, I couldn't, like, just the light and everything, they look like they were white with, like, real, like, dark spots on them. I was like, dude, those are so dirty. But they're just gray.
Hi. And I'm holy.
Yeah, I was going to say that has a hole in it.
All right, Amanda, you're telling the story?
Call me Bishop Leftfoot.
Bishop Leftfoot.
What was I talking about?
You're talking about ham and pickle.
Oh, yeah. Ham will
look. And pickle's real salty.
Yep. Ham literally will grab Shane's finger and like hug it.
Aww.
And like lays a little head on him.
Yeah, but listen, okay, the whole reason.
Oh, here we go.
All right. So we're going to get one.
When somebody says, yeah, but listen, you're like, all right, this is going to be
But
good.
Wait.
There's
so
more.
We were just going to get one, okay, because she got like the, she wrote for a grant.
Who's she?
Amanda.
Okay.
My wife. My wife.
Who are you again?
I'm Amanda.
Anyway, she wrote for a grant.
From got a accepted. Classroom.
Yeah, for her classroom to get a pet. They send you like some stuff, like coupon kind of deals, basically, so you can get all the stuff for your
free.
Pet.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they only send one for one guinea pig. So we're going to choose guinea pigs, right? We're looking through them. And she wants Pickle. She chose Pickle first.
He's got crazy cute hair.
He's like a have
little
you seen the ones
calyx.
Like, yeah, they're like calyx. Okay. Like they're really like, kind of wavy fur. She wanted him, got him, right? Got all the stuff. Get him home. He's not happy.
He's
not
depressed.
A happy camper. He's
he
depressed.
Won't move. I'm getting worried about him.
This whole time, while we were trying to figure out which guinea pig to get, I wanted Ham. Because he's huge.
He was
he's
ginormous.
Monstrous.
Were these their names already, or did you name them?
No, we named them.
Okay.
Yeah. He was huge. Like, he was literally like this big. He was like the size of a baked potato. And
I was going to say the size
and
of a
sandwich.
And
he's like smooth fur. He kind of looks like a big mouse.
Because he's Ham.
Don't talk about him that way.
Well, let's just talk about his size. Shane's getting like defensive.
He loves ham. He loves ham.
I mean,
but he's like, yeah, he kind of looks like a big mouse. Like, it's probably like the closest representative of him.
No, he doesn't. He does not look like a mouse.
To me, he looks like a really, really, really big mouse.
Okay.
But this whole time, she gets Pickle. He's depressed and scared for his life. And I'm like, and she's like, okay, she's Regal 9. And she's like, I think we need two. They're social animals.
They are social animals.
So I was like, all right, let's go back and get Ham. And so, she says, no, Ham's going to be mean to him because he's bigger.
Mm-hmm. He's going to fat shame him.
Well, Pickle was like a little tiny baby at the time. And Ham was ginormous.
Yeah, so we get Ham and Pickle back home. And Pickle is a bully.
Yeah, Pickle's mean to Ham.
He bullied the big one?
Yes, yeah. Pickle is so mean to him. He's so mean. Like, literally, Amanda was telling me the other day, she'll be watching him in class, and, like, one will be eating, like, they love carrots.
Yeah,
they really love carrots. And so, like, Ham will be eating his baby carrot, you know, and Pickle will come behind him and ram him in the butt with his head and, like, mm-hmm. knock him off the carrot, and then Ham runs away, and then Pickle takes the carrot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a bold strategy.
But then, at the same time, they, like, cuddle together, and like, when they go to sleep, they cuddle.
It's an abusive relationship.
Yes, it is. Truly.
I feel like it's like if you're, like, stuck on an island. Like, and there's only two of you, and it's like, I hate you, but you're the only person
here. We need to cuddle for warmth. We're gonna die.
You should at least set it like a standard, like, hey, like, you want some carrots, you want to cuddle, be nice.
Be nice.
That may have been the conversation that they had.
Yeah, mm-hmm. but in the hamster talk. Or,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think it's funny that you two went straight into making the sounds of it. Just
it's so cute.
Well, because you'll be literally laying there at night, and it's like, because we have to take them home
on
holidays and on big breaks. You'll be literally laying there. It's like nighttime. Like, it's like 12 o'clock. They'll be like,
so well, how, now how, like, I never met these guys.
I haven't had them for too long.
Yeah, it hasn't been real long. We got them like around Christmas time, a little before that.
Probably like November. But,
I do that a lot. I'm sorry.
Wait, what was
it? It was before we just got the new apartment.
You were talking about bringing them home and they made noise when you were asleep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I still forgot what I was saying about Ham and Pickle.
I'm going to practice ventriloquism. Ready?
Why?
So let's just see if I can do that with my mouth. Ready?
Oh, man.
Tell me if my mouth moves or you can tell.
Hi, everybody. I love...
I can definitely tell.
Usually they like. Usually they put their teeth together, not completely their together, but a little bit more.
Okay. My name's Mr. Suck, and I love being a suck. It's not my favorite thing.
That wasn't too bad. It was my first attempt. It was pretty decent for your first attempt.
Hey, guys, what are you doing? I'm a suck, so I'm just hanging out, doing suck stuff. You know what I mean? Yeah, I told it to you because I'm also a suck. Do you dig?
Do you dig?
You jive turkey.
Do you dig?
Let's make out.
Whoa, that's a turn.
Just blur
that out, man. Yeah.
Oh my god. So much.
Now we've got to rate this podcast not safe for work.
Thank you so much.
For entertainment.
And then just have them drop down there and they're going to spend their time together. Yeah. Have you been keeping those on your hands just this whole time so you could do that?
No, I just felt like
that was messed up. Are those socks your pets?
Well,
they can be.
They are now. No, I just. I was looking for, it's kind of my thing to have props that I randomly throw on the table. It's kind of just a weird signature thing I do.
In the worst times, too. Like, I'll be telling, like, a really heartfelt story, and he's like, boom! Yeah.
And that was the last words I had with Grandma, and I'm like,
here's some old gym socks.
No, I was leaving the house and trying to get the props together, and I couldn't think of anything, so I just put my sock door and grabbed socks, and then, you know.
Right. Why don't you bring in, like, a tire iron or something? Like, something like that you already have in your car.
That's a good idea. We'll keep that.
Tune in next week
for a tire iron. Yeah.
If you actually remember to bring a tire iron, I'll be so impressed. And then, like, we'll get together to record, and I'll be like, "Why do you have that freaking tire iron?" When you completely forget what I'm talking about. All right. Yes. So, do anybody have any other weird pets?
I'm trying to think. Like, I had a goldfish. That's totally not weird, though.
No. Ooh, I had a goldfish too. I have a goldfish story. Okay, so we had a little goldfish. It was some sort of fish that was yellowish. It might have been goldfish. I don't know. I was a kid.
I'll take it.
It's a yellowfish.
So, yeah, it's a yellowfish. So, I was a kid, so just bear with me. Sorry. I don't remember what his name was, but we had him in this little teeny tiny, like, Tupperware container. And he's like, it was a little bitty. He's swimming around in it. So we had to leave and go somewhere, and then we came back home, and he was floating on top of the water sideways. So he was not alive anymore. And he had like a little gash taken out of the side of him. Little did we know that cats will attack anything that's moving. So apparently that cat got a hold of it.
Cats are murderers, man.
I have like two stories based off what you just said.
Do it.
Okay. Well, the first one, this is because of the goldfish part. Ooh. I have had this weird dream. Like I want this to happen. I want to literally get a full-size swimming pool and fill it up and put a goldfish in there because goldfish will grow depending on the size of their...
Can you keep a goldfish... You can't keep goldfish in chlorinated water, though, can you?
No, it'd have to be like...
How are you going to keep it from growing
algae? She really doesn't want the swimming pool. She really just wants like a large expanse like of a water. Pond. Yeah, like a feature pond.
She just gave me an idea. Lizards.
That was my mouth.
I was like, what was that?
A lot of your reptiles are the same way. They produce a hormone that keeps them to not outgrow their containment, their environment.
Mm-hmm. Like keeps their body smaller?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yes. A lot of fish do that. There's lizards that do that.
I was wondering how they did that.
Here we go. We do that with lizards and we bring back the dinosaurs.
What, do we like put them in like bigger containers?
No, now that I think about it, it was really stupid because lizards are already in the wild and they're not that big. Dang it. Gosh, edit that out, Rob, please.
Please.
Nope.
I forgot they're not important. Oh, I'm so dumb. I was like, we have dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs.
Man.
If only we weren't containing their size.
That was so stupid.
Well, I mean, there's like Komodo dragons, though.
I'm ashamed of that.
It's fine. It's perfect.
Well, okay. And like in a Michael brain for like just a moment, it made sense.
Yes.
It's
fine. I love the fact that we have like, we come up with dumb ideas and we're just like, nope. And I'm leaving it in.
The reason they're small.
I wish I had paid you to drop that. Because like, here's what I'm thinking, right? Because remember on another episode that hasn't dropped yet, or maybe it has, whatever. I'm talking about how like there's part of my brain.
Well, before this one, it definitely dropped already.
Now, there's part of my brain that's like insanely intelligent, comes up with things and process information that shouldn't be.
That
able
was
to.
On the last episode.
Okay, yeah. And there's another part of my brain that's just retarded. And, and they both fight for ideas. And they just come out sometimes in different ways. And that was the retard side of
me. But no, I want like a 50-pound goldfish for fun.
That would be insane.
And I just want, like, I'll fill up a swimming pool and just have one little goldfish in there.
Would you swim around with him like a dolphin?
Sure, I would. Like, I really want this to happen.
Can that happen? Can they get that big?
Yes, they can get big, but like...
Okay, because a goldfish is pretty much just a carp. And carp can get pretty big, but like, it all depends on environment and then also genetics. And mm-hmm. like, there's a lot of things involved with that. If you could just buy a store-bought goldfish, probably not getting.
No, I'm hunting the perfect one down.
Like a wild, out in the wild.
No, you gotta find a goldfish breeder.
Sure, I bet you're out there. Contact me.
Well, there's some people who like the giant, like
you know,
yeah,
like the koi fish, like the stocked ponds mm-hmm. or whatever. So, like, I mean, like technically, I guess you could do that. But like goldfish, like actually in the wild, are a terrible environmental problem. Like it's really bad. Because here's the thing: if you a goldfish, well, it depends. It depends if your body of water has natural predators, then it's fine because goldfish are not camouflaged and just get eaten.
Well, yeah, because
immediately,
bright colors, the water. Yeah.
But if you don't, the problem with goldfish and carp in general.
Here's
right?
the problem. With goldfish.
Here's the problem.
Here's the problem with goldfish and just carp species in general is that they quickly deplete. A lot of like
the water,
the nutrients, like out of the like, because all the there's all the plants and stuff that eat all of them, and then basically there's like nothing left. Like they literally just.
Did you say they deplete the nutrients? I was like being an idiot and I made a stupid joke. They deplete the nutrients.
They eat everything. Yeah, they literally like suck everything dry and then there's nothing left.
I'm glad you did because it buffered my stupid comment a little bit. Like all they do is consume water and they just deplete it.
Actually, some. Like Asian carp, which are terribly invasive and are like literally a threat to a lot of our North American water species right now.
I've heard that.
They actually just filter feed, so actually they kind of do that.
Mm-hmm.
Filter feed?
Yes. They literally just open their mouths and the water goes through it and that's what they do. But they get like 100 pounds.
Well,
mm-hmm. They're ginormous.
That brings me to a thought.
100 pounds is ginormous to you?
A For a fish.
You say 100-pound fish?
Well, no, I was thinking of like a person.
Well, you know how there's like pet smugglers, like the drug dealers of the pet world, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And like, I read a story that there was this guy and he got caught smuggling two, like from Bangkok, the two miniature monkeys in his pants. And yeah, I guess one was trying to get out, so he let, you know.
He let the monkey out of his pants?
Yeah, but.
Thank you, Shane.
So he had luggage with him, and he had like a weird type of luggage open. There's a bunch of birds that flew out, and this dude had like all these animals with him that he was smuggling over, I guess, the border or whatever.
Are you sure this wasn't Dr. Doolittle?
This is a real life thing. Like, I looked this up as an actual thing, and they just kept finding animals, and he was just pulling animals out of everywhere. Yeah,
I cannot believe that.
Yeah, they even had like they had something in his gas cap. Like he opened his gas thing, you know?
No,
like caterpillars.
Yeah,
or something.
Yeah, like something in there. I'm like, what?
Can you imagine like being the customs officer or whoever it is that has to see that? Be like, oh my god,
so much paperwork.
Just, yeah.
Well, you have to fill one out for each animal. You're like, yeah. Well,
they opened it and there's like birds that came out.
Yeah.
And then like
parakeet number 14 was 12 inches long.
I wonder if they did a thorough strip search. They had to do the cavity one. And then maybe found something there.
It's a gerbil,
like a protective tube of like a rare worm or something. I don't know.
A rare worm in your
in his butt.
And a contained thing, you know, because like
butt worms.
I guess. Yeah.
Butt worms. Pinworms.
No, not pinworms. That's different. We're talking about.
Oh, sorry.
We are talking about pets.
Exotic.
So it's
worms.
A rare.
But that's crazy. Could you imagine being that dude? Like just. Sir, just take everything off. You know?
Just take literally everything off.
Take everything off and spread them. We need to know what's in there.
Like, what's there? He's like, oh, I kept the leeches fed on the trip.
Oh, no. So, speaking of, like, strange animals like that you want for pets, I want a sugar glider.
Oh, yes. Those indeed. Are amazing.
I want one so bad. So, I actually looked it up, and I looked up what it takes to get one. You have to, in where we live, in the state that we live, you have to write a letter to the refuge, like, officer or whoever's in charge of mm-hmm. that stuff.
Oh, like the
IDNR,
yeah.
And explain to them what you're going to do to prevent that sugar glider from getting out into the ecosystem.
Mm-hmm.
You have to explain to them how you're going to keep that from happening
yeah.
in order to get one. And that's just part of it. There's other things you have to do, mm-hmm. too. But I was like, holy crap. Like, so you can get one, but you're like, okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to build a wall.
I'm going to build a wall.
And I'm going to get all the other animals to pay for it.
Stupid. Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Speaking of dumb pets that no one should ever have, so Amanda has this Instagram page that she follows.
Stop.
And has talked to me about multiple times. They have a puma.
Yeah, they do.
They have a mountain lion that lives in their house as a domestic cat. And she's like, I think we should get a puma. Oh. And I'm like, okay.
I want a pet tiger, bro. For
no,
real.
You don't.
I mean, like,
no,
they're natural killing machines. I've romanticized what it would
yeah.
be like to have
mm-hmm.
one.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, people romanticize bears. And let me tell you, that's also...
that's
a slippery slope, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
That reminds me, you should post that clip if you get a chance. But that video I sent you of the man versus the bear.
Oh, yeah.
That's so stupid.
That was a dumb salmon commercial. Like the guy's fighting the bear over salmon.
But the bear knew martial arts. On my notes here, I had a thing about when good pets go bad.
Oh, no.
Oh, I've heard a couple stories about stuff like that.
The one that comes off my head, top of the
Yeah, let's, the head. Let's go ahead and rearrange those words.
The old top of the noggin here. Was the story about the monkey that ate the Xanax.
Oh, no.
What?
I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, which kind of makes me question about people taking Xanax since their brain chemistry is so similar, you know. So this lady had a domesticated monkey in her home, well-behaved, you know.
Okay, I think I know this story, but I didn't know it involved Xanax.
It did, yeah. And so the monkey got to a bunch of Xanax because the master, or the owner, whatever, had Xanax.
The human.
Ate it, and then I guess she came home from work. And the monkey...
The girl came home from work, not the monkey.
Yeah.
The monkey didn't
No, the
have
monkey
a job.
Was the provider.
The girl took all the Xanax, yeah, the monkey yeah, Xanax, yeah. And then...
No, and that's why the monkey needed the Xanax.
Right, right, to deal
so
with the
work
person.
Life was stress, mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, so anyway, the monkey ate the Xanax, they found out later, but got into an altercation with the woman and ate her face.
Yeah, I knew that it went.
That. The chimpanzee, right?
Can you imagine being like the... vet that has to like do the autopsy on the monkey, you're like, mm-hmm. You will never believe what I found in this monkey's system. Like, what is it? And they're like, Xanax. Like, oh my god.
thought you were going to say a human face. But
yeah. And
well, I'm sure they knew the lady's face was missing whenever she was laying on the floor of her living room dead.
I met the autopsy people, but yes, yeah.
No.
Right?
Is it bad that we're laughing at these stories? Go ahead and comment down below if you think it's terrible that we're laughing at these stories.
I mean, you gotta find some, like, there's some stuff that's so dark, like, you just have to kind of...
Yeah, that's how... It's a coping mechanism. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's how we deal with
the human brain stuff. Laughs because it doesn't know how to react to a situation. You've been so traumatized and so broken because something happens that you start laughing.
Yeah.
It doesn't necessarily make you a bad person. It's a reaction sometimes.
Right, and I feel so bad for people who laugh at people when they get hurt and they can't control it.
Mm-hmm.
What? Sure.
No? Don't do it. Don't do it.
I was testing you.
And you failed.
And you passed.
I'm so conflicted. Okay.
Yeah, so it makes me feel bad for those people who, like, whenever somebody gets hurt, they fall downstairs or whatever, like, they laugh, but they don't mean to.
Yeah.
Like, I feel so bad for them because it's, like, it's an uncontrolled reaction that they can't help.
One of my my friends that I was friends with for, what? Yeah. What? Yeah. One Perfect. Of my friends.
Nailed it.
I was friends with her for like a really long time. But in junior high, we were in PE class. We had it together. And there's like these like, what are they? It's basically just like a wood piece that's like this high to keep cars from like driving through there. You know what I'm talking about?
Driving through where?
Like, do you know what I'm talking about?
We need more facts.
I know.
We need more information.
Like the wood pillar looking thing.
Yeah, the pillars.
They're not usually, they're usually like only like a foot and a half, like to basically mark off the.
The story is going downhill.
Anyway,
is it relevant to the story?
No.
No. Well, I don't know. But
it is now.
But anyway, we were like playing Frisbee and she was like running to get the Frisbee and she like flipped over the thing.
Right.
And like, literally, it was like a hard crash into the gravel, and she's like my best friend. Like, I should be like really concerned.
And you laugh.
Literally, all I did, I laughed so hard, I literally fell on the ground laughing. Like, that's how hard. And to this day, she'll still bring it up and like
it's
think
too
how
bad that you didn't fall into the gravel while you were laughing.
Yeah,
that would have been retribution.
Well, right there. I did, but
karmic justice.
It was fine.
You're playing frisbee on the gravel.
Yeah, in the parking lot.
What is wrong with your school?
I don't know, a lot of things, but
you're like, we couldn't afford grass.
Yeah,
so. We took the leftover crushed earth and just put it around everywhere so we could play Frisbee on it.
But yeah, I just felt bad. I still feel bad about it to this day.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like when you laugh at somebody when they get hurt, you feel bad about it.
I know. I just really feel bad about it still. Yeah. And I was like 11 years old when that happened.
You monster.
And it still just haunts me.
40 years later.
Haunts me to this day. Yeah.
Here's my question, right? You know, with pets. Is there any pets that you guys hate?
Hmm.
Or any animals, not necessarily your pets, but is there any animals out there that you hate?
Okay, I hate. I know they're necessary.
Let's just say, like, let's put it this way: if somebody told you you had to have a pet in your house for what? Well, it's not even if it's domesticated normally or not. There's one animal you had to live with in your house, figure how to live with, and you hated it. It just you can't get away from it, but you hate it more than any other animal. What would it be?
Bees.
Is that an animal? Does that count?
I mean, it's a... Sure. I think it's an animal.
Yeah, animal kingdom, sure.
Yeah.
I just... did, okay, so I used to go... I used to not be, like, ginormous all the time. So, long time ago, I used to be fairly, like, okay, fit-ish. So, I would go hiking with people sometimes. I was fit enough to go hiking. And I'd be walking around, and then I'd hear... And I'm like... I'd swat at it. I'm like, swat again. And it's like... I'm going to lose my mind if this thing does not stop flying around my freaking head. And it's the whole walk. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to lose my mind. I was going to get so angry. And it's like, I couldn't hit it. I couldn't see it. It just would not stop buzzing me. And little did I know, it wasn't going to sting me because it's probably like a little honeybee or whatever, or bumblebee, whatever the ones are that don't sting you. It would be, wouldn't it? Another pun. Bam. I'm just full of it today. Actually, you want to know why? I'm actually way more into this podcast because I actually finally have somebody who's running the camera for me. Gage is a bomb. Those words.
Gage is a...
I was going to say he's a baller and Gage is the bomb at the same time. So you're both of those things. Thank you for being amazing.
You're a baller bomb.
Bomb. Yeah, so I can actually focus on things and not have to worry about all the other technicalities. Some are technical stuff, so I'm actually in the podcast. It's just...
So your animal would be a bee.
Yeah, I can't. I would not want to be.
What about you? Bees.
Mine would have to be.
It would
a,
be
a snake. Same. I cannot do it.
I love snakes.
Oh no!
See, hey, girl, likes snakes.
No,
and to me, it's a hard no.
My dad used to have a big ball python for a couple years. His name was Jimmy, and I love Jimmy. Jimmy was so cool.
That's a good name for a python. Mm-hmm. I'm just straight up saying.
He used to like curl up on your arm. He'd like hang out. You like watch TV and stuff. It was cool.
You know what bothers me about snakes is the fact that I don't know if they're going to kill me or not.
Well, here's the thing.
That's what I hate about it. And like, I don't know if they're poisonous or venomous or not. Like, I don't know.
Here's the thing, right? These people have these pet snakes, especially like the big ones and stuff, that when they stretch out next to you, they're sizing you up to eat you. The only reason why they don't eat you is you're because bigger. They can't.
Right.
Yeah.
So like, even the small snakes, like you're like, oh, he loves me. No, he doesn't. If the sizes were reversed, he would eat you.
Mm-hmm. So I saw a video.
Like, they don't have that bond like cats and dogs do.
I saw a video of a giant one that was like 14 feet long, and it ate like a little baby hippo. And it literally couldn't move. And there were like people who lived or worked in that area, and they were trying to help it. And it was basically like having to regurgitate that whole entire baby hippo because it physically couldn't devour it.
Yeah, that happens actually a lot more often than you think. Like not just with snakes, but like it happens a lot with fish.
Oh, they like, just eat something that's too big?
Oh, yeah. Oh, and like birds, pelicans and stuff. Like animals have this this thing, and especially like you think they're really smart until you see stuff like this sometimes. Like they will make a decision to like, I'm just gonna eat this thing. Like I've seen it with like a bass before. It was floating in the water with another bass in its mouth that was halfway in. Literally, it just tried to eat something that was too big and then it just died.
Like the cannibal of bass. Yeah.
And then I saw a picture the other day of like that happened with a big pelican. On the water, same exact thing. Just
ate another bit off pelican.
No more to kachu. No, sure. It was a fish. It was a large fish.
No, I was taking it back to you saying like a bass ate another bass, a pelican ate a pelican.
A pelican.
Yeah, you know. I'm trying to keep the piece to a minimum since I don't have a bop filter.
A bop filter.
Since I don't have a pop
filter. Just say all your words with no P's.
Okay.
Just leave them out.
All right.
I gotta go ooh.
I need to go boo boo. I need to go boom boom.
Boom boom.
Pet cemetery. That is a terrifying idea. You ever seen Pet Sematary?
Yes.
Yeah, we actually went to go see the new one in the theaters together.
How was it?
It was
terrible.
I thought it was good because I didn't know anything about the story before. I'd never read it or seen the other one or anything.
Did they reenact the cutting of the Achilles heel like they did the first one? That was disgusting.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, they did.
No spoilers.
Yeah, no spoilers.
Yeah.
It's been out for like 6 months.
Did they do that? I don't remember.
Yeah.
That.
Remember the dude in the house?
I mean, I remember the dude came
back into his. Yeah,
I don't remember anything about an Achilles heel, though.
Yeah, well, you know what's weird? Because, like, could you imagine having, like, a cat with, like a demonic spirit in it in your house, just walk around, get, like, a little demon cat?
And he's got friggin' 10 knives on the end of his hands?
Yeah, dude, it's crazy. Like, that whole concept is terrifying, just to have your cute little level pet. You don't know what they're thinking. And then you go bring it back from the dead, and it's even worse because now they got some kind of. They're like a demon puppy.
Right. I know.
I thought that was terrifying. Like a. And I thought it was an interesting idea, the whole story, mm-hmm. like the whole, I thought it was really
very clever, yeah. Yes.
Because basically, what's up?
I'm named after the boy in Pet Cemetery.
Oh, really?
Really?
Does Gage said he's named after the boy in Pet Cemetery. That's interesting. I don't even remember any of their names. That's interesting.
Am I giving obligatory, the book's better?
Well, yeah.
Than both movies.
Yes. Right.
And that's why I give it like a 3 out of 10.
My dad told me a lot of, you're saying the movie's 3 out of 10?
Yeah.
So, my dad told me that he, like Stephen King, threw that book away many, many times.
Heard that.
And then his wife had to keep pulling it out of the trash
mm-hmm.
in order for him, like, so that he would continue, like, writing it. Because isn't there a part in there where he describes, like, what one of the dead animals looks like or something? Or
well, he does a whole bunch of stuff with that. It is probably the most, for me, it's the most scary book of his. For me. Like, I've read...
the endings to some of his stuff makes me really angry because it's so dumb, but...
Yeah,
he just wraps it up. They were all aliens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wasn't that Dreamcatcher, didn't it end that way?
Under the Dome did that.
Spoiler alert.
That's kind of new. Yeah. Okay, listen.
That's his hook. That's what gets you like, I never saw it coming. Of course you would. Why would you think I'll... I don't know where all of a sudden, you know, they're...
Well, I guess it's...
They're all reptile people.
It is also never give that. No clue to it. Kind of.
What'd you say, Shane?
It is kind of that, too. Like it, the movie.
Oh, okay.
The book. Gotcha. It. I mean, it's also kind mm-hmm. of that.
But anyway, I want to hear, why is it the most scary for you?
You know what really gets me the most is it actually has nothing to do with the pet cemetery part of it. Like, I think the most terrifying thing from that in that entire book, and they kind of get in the movie a little bit, is they do this description of her sister Zelda in mm-hmm. the book with, like, I can't remember what the, I think they said she had, like, spinal meningitis or something like that. But anyway, like...
Meningitis is, like, just the thought of it's scary.
Super well, scary. And they do a bunch of descriptions of in the book.
Yeah, like, very well, that descriptive.
Stuff, that stuff comes on real fast, doesn't it? It
freaked me out a
like,
lot.
Like, meningitis doesn't come on real fast?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
I think I remember, I read a story about somebody that, like, they went to sleep and woke up the next day and they had, like, purple lesions on their whole body and orange.
Oh, it can kill you real fast. Things, I think it can kill you within, like, one or, like 3 days, two, 3 days.
Yeah, it was nuts. But mm-hmm. theirs was in the head, mm-hmm. in the brain.
Yes. Yeah, that's terrifying.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, it was just, when I read that story, I was like, oh, well, God, know, please don't ever let that happen to me.
It's funny you said that, because it's also related to the topic that we're on, is a lot of the diseases that come from animals. Like, we got that new...
Coronavirus
that came from people eating bats.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yeah, allegedly, that's what the report that I read
allegedly.
Said.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Well, you know, but a lot of stuff happens with interactions, a lot of diseases from us with animals that we shouldn't be doing.
Isn't that where AIDS came from? Wasn't it like from
there's
monkeys?
All kinds of theories. People well, made monkeys laboratory experiment. There's all kinds of theories for that. It's,
if you do some research.
Yeah.
And what about the bird flu? Where'd that come from? H1N1 or whatever?
That was China, I believe. China.
That was China?
I believe that was also China. I think everything back
they need to
China.
Stop getting weird with animals.
Yeah.
Lo Maine's good.
Like, you know, well, not, but not orange bat. You know what I mean? Like, you can't, like, sweet and spice, sweet and sour bat. Not a good idea. Just stick with chicken and beef. Fat.
To be honest, though, like, if I'm at, like, a market, right, that's not America, like, I feel like someone was like, here, eat some bat, I'd probably do it.
Oh, mistake. Well,
wasn't, like, the bubonic plague or the black plague? Wasn't
rats.
Like, what?
Rats.
Rats, right?
Not and then, eating rats, but
and then fleas.
Mm-hmm.
It flees from the rats.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
that one actually crossed over from.
It was on ships, like, and stuff, I believe.
From rats to humans.
Yeah.
Well, and basically, it was just like really dirty environment. Yeah. Anyway,
it's the Renaissance. They're throwing poop out of windows. It's not exactly cleanly.
Hey, that was that one where they say Gardy Lou. I think whoever on the one of the words one. I think. Didn't you have to be? Don't you have to be a patron to watch that one?
I think
Patreon only. There's one where we talk about words. No, that was an actual public one.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Because we talk about words, and that was the one we laugh until we cry telling silly stories. Gardy Lou, I think, is what they yelled before they dumped the junk out their mm-hmm. window.
See, guys, that's why you should be a Patreon, because there's a lot of content on there that you won't see otherwise.
No, that
except
one's,
you did see that.
But, I mean,
that
one's he mentioned how much we have on there.
Yeah, there's an actual full entire episode. Well, 97% of an episode that's uploaded that's for patrons only.
Yep.
So yeah, go head on over to patreon.com/justplainnonsense and subscribe, and you can get all that extra content.
You can even see a video clip with me with my pants off on the toilet because he kicked the door in.
Yeah, so yeah, I kicked the door in on Michael because he was taking forever, and I was sitting here by myself. Yep. So I went to go find out what he was doing, and I took the camera with me so you guys can see
it. I was very scared and very confused, and I'm glad we're just starting off. We don't have a large number of Patreons because, you know,
it's
a very vulnerable moment, you know.
Apparently, Michael doesn't understand how Patreon works because anybody who signs up can go all the way back and watch that.
Yeah, and so, no, I understand. I'm just like, you know, we get to that point to be shape of like, you're like, every time we get a new Patreon, I celebrate, but then I like
cringe.
Oh, no.
Because, like, that many more people are going to see me poo.
Well, I mean, it's blurred out, so.
Poo?
No, there is no poo. You won't see any poo. But I did get a close up of his leg that's touching the toilet seat.
Oh.
No, I had paper towel or toilet paper down.
Sorry, there. The close up of his leg that's touching the toilet paper.
Which is
my apologies.
Yeah. You know, for the ones that aren't Patreons, you know. She has to know I'm pretty clean about my public bathroom usage.
Yeah, he told me about that and I was like, I don't believe you, and then now I do because I've seen it. And
solo,
if you go,
solo Patreons.
If you go and subscribe on Patreon, you will get to see it too, and you too will be a believer.
Yep.
All right,
thanks, Rob.
Where were we at?
What other bullet points you got?
Thanks, Rob.
Yeah.
Well, other than the animal disease thing and
Well let's keep going on that if there's other stuff that we want to talk about. Is there any other diseases that we can think of that like didn't some come from pigs or something?
Oh,
the swine flu.
Now, did those actually come from like pigs or is
I believe
it like
so.
They're just
I believe
like
so.
They're like, let's pick an animal this mad month cow. To name one after. Oh yeah, mad cow disease.
Mm-hmm.
Well, mad cow is, but that's not like a, well, yeah, I mean, it's still, that's from, what are they called?
Oh, yeah, it was, it's not, it didn't come from cow. Well, no, it came from, okay.
the handlers.
It came from eating. Didn't they grind up cows and feed them to other cows?
Yeah, well, it's a, but it is not. It's that, but it's also from if you're into knowing things about deer and deer disease, there's something as it's actually a really big issue right now called CWD, chronic wasting disease, which is a kind of similar thing. It's a brain. I don't know what they're called right now off the top of my head. It's almost like a not quite a parasite, but it's kind of like it's an amoeba kind of, and it jacks stuff up in the brain, and mm-hmm. then it gets transmitted by that animal from now on. Kind of similar thing. They're pretty. I don't want to say they're similar diseases, but it's kind of close. It's comparable, but yeah. I think I'm kind of early for mad cow disease. I don't really remember any of that. Very, very well.
You're early? What is that? What do you mean?
I mean, like, I think that was kind of like not my time.
Oh, right. Yeah, it's my dad did the first time I heard about it, my dad did like a book report on it or something like that because it was weird. We went to college at the same time.
I do remember that we knew the Tate twins who mm-hmm. went to school with us. They were not allowed to eat beef for like years.
Yeah.
Oh, like, because they would not eat beef.
You know, there's a lot of people now that are like, they're talking about, I'm not going to drink. I don't know if Corona is using the coronavirus as marketing, but there's a lot of people that are like, oh, I can't eat Chinese food because the coronavirus. And I'm like, you know, your Chinese food that's in America is not coming from China, right?
Yeah.
They're buying Chinese their food. Stuff at Walmart and Sam's Club.
Yeah, like, Sam's
Club. You're fine. You're going to be fine.
Yeah. Well, you know, animals are, you know, it's like people. We got a lot of diseases too. We just got to do things in a more, we got to handle things in a more clean and responsible way.
Right.
That's the way that happens, you know. You can't just stop eating beef because something happens to chicken, you know, unless you already don't eat it, then what's not really a big impact. But, you know, it's just a reminder of like how disgusting things can get if we don't pay attention to what we're doing.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
But freaking, I'm waiting for that big virus that comes that just wipes, has another plague that just wipes us off the map.
Well, that's going to be the zombie virus, and that's going to take over the whole entire planet. We're all going to be zombies.
Yeah, you know. Well, dope. I'm ready.
Dope.
You've heard about my apocalypse team.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just going to activate
Fantasy them. Spec Ops apocalypse team?
I'll just activate them.
So, Shane, when you said dope when I was talking about zombies, so that reminds me of a little little thing that drives me nuts. So, you know, a lot of people, like, whenever the zombie thing became, like, real big and everybody's like, oh, zombies, everything. So everybody was like, I can't wait for the zombie apocalypse to happen. I'm going to go and kill some zombies, and I'm going to fashion a weapon out of this, and I'm going to build a bus that's got, like, scoops on the front of it. I can harvest their bodies or whatever, you know, that kind of dumb stuff.
Yeah.
So everybody's, like, real excited about it, right? And I got to thinking about it. I'm like, you guys are morons because, listen, you play these, like, zombie video games, and you're like, oh, I could build a bat that could do this. And I'm like, okay, but you have a pause button. You get a chance to go through your inventory. Your character doesn't have to go to the bathroom or eat.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, the first time that you're actually in the zombie apocalypse and you're sitting in like some old abandoned like gas station taking a dump and you hear like on the door, you're gonna poop your pants even though you're already on the toilet.
It's gonna come out of the toilet.
Yeah. So that kind of stuff makes me mad. I'm like, in real life, and I know this is going way off topic, but you don't have a pause button. You're every time you go to the bathroom, you are gonna be scared for your life.
You're never going to have a nice poop again.
Never, ever. You're not going to get a chance to
relax. I know how that
you
feels.
Can't sleep. None of that's true. Yeah.
I know how that feels to just be, you know, using the toilet and just all of a sudden you have this abrupt invasion of your comfort.
You are very welcome. Yeah. So you're like, welcome, ladies.
Yeah. So, like, you know, it's, yeah, there's just so many more variables plus the actual fear factor. And, you know, fighting disease alone is terrifying because it's not like some dude you can punch in the face. You know, mm-hmm. It's just... it's a disease, and on top of, like, oh my god, that'd be terrifying. I mean, it is fun to talk about what you'd do in that situation.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're like, most people wouldn't.
But think about it.
Wouldn't be able to resort to that. They would just, yeah.
Die.
Well, I mean, what is it? I think there's a quote that says, like, any country is 3 days away, 3 days of missed meals away from a revolution. The vast majority of the nation, if, like, they were not to be able to, like, have their normal life, like, electricity and, like, a grocery store for 3 days, they're just completely lost.
That's me. Yeah. Yeah, because I don't know how to hunt for my own food or anything. Like I said this in a I didn't say that. I said this a while ago on another podcast. I was like, I can build a website and I can do graphics and stuff, but I can't like farm or harvest my own food. Yeah. I can't hunt. I mean, I could if my life depended on it. I'd learn how to do it. But
that's
like,
what right I'm saying. You're a pretty smart guy.
Well, yeah, I mean, but right now I don't have that skill set.
But like, your pets would serve like a completely different purpose.
They become food.
Well, not always. In some resorts, yeah. But like,
I would not ever eat Skylar. I don't care if I was dying. My deathbed.
Yeah, that's
probably true. Somebody else might.
No, because here's the thing, right? In a situation like that, right? Like, your pets become tools that you need, right?
Right.
Like a dog, you send them out to go sit. There's somebody coming nearby, whatever, you know.
Like I Am Legend, where you like, use the dog.
Mm-hmm. And those people sitting there playing the video games going, yeah, I know how I would handle this design apocalypse. No, you would die first. But what would happen?
You have no stamina.
Yeah. Well, you wouldn't know how to like not frighten a deer when you come up on it. You know, you wouldn't know how to master stand.
Yeah, you gotta click the analog stick so you can crouch down.
Right, you have to have the code. You know?
Yeah.
But you know, the thing is that you'd have to become a community again, which people aren't anymore. They're selfish. That's why people take each other off all the time and traffic and stuff because people are all by themselves. But we'd have to resort back to, and the people that have the biggest group of people that are detached from video games and stuff and more attached to like how to do physical things. Not that I'm knocking video games and stuff because they're fine. I'm not saying that. But, you know, those the ones who are going to survive is the farmer, the guy who knows how to knows battle strategy, the guy who knows, you know, people that know how to build houses, how to harvest clean water.
Not the guy that wants to hang out with a bunch of celebrities.
Yeah. You know, so you would need, like, and at that point, because related to the topic that we're on, your pets would become lifelines, man. Like your dogs, you teach them how to, like, how to send out the enemy, how to know when there's zombies around, how to send out food.
Yeah, I'm going to teach my goldfish. I'm going to teach my goldfish Morse code.
You should, absolutely. No, but like when I was a kid, my uncle Bubba took me raccoon hunting. So, but the dog would scent it out. You wouldn't, you know, and they would corner up a tree and we know where it's at and we'd be able to shoot it, you know?
Yep.
And if it ran away,
that feels like cheating.
It's not
cheating at all because like the thing is when raccoons are ferocious. Right? But a dog can like come up once you shoot it, it falls out of the tree.
I want to watch you take a raccoon in a fair fight.
They're trained to take it by the neck and shake it, you know, and bring it next. Right. So that way it's safer for you. So you rely on those animals, you know? So there's so many different aspects. So pets, they wouldn't be like somebody you cuddle with on your love seat while you're watching, you know,
Ricky Lake,
or something that's showing you.
Well, and a lot of times,
that's showing your age right there.
A lot of time when you're doing like hound stuff like that, I actually...
Hold on, a lot of times what?
When you're doing like hound...
Okay.
You call it like hound hunting.
Yeah.
Okay. But a lot of the time when you're like doing stuff like that, or even like when you're duck hunting, a lot of time actually when you're doing that kind of stuff, it actually becomes a lot less about the hunt you're doing as much as it becomes about getting your dog out to
do teamwork.
Yeah, it really does become a lot of that. Like I know a lot of guys who have like, you know, like waterfowl dogs like you're talking about, and a lot of the whole reason they go out to do it, I mean, it's also, you know, you're getting ducks, you're getting meat, but it's also like you're getting your dog out because they're actually usually a lot more excited about it than you are a lot of the time because dogs like having a job. Mm-hmm. They like having a purpose.
Yeah.
Like, I had Skylar out this morning probably like 2 hours because we were out looking for sheds, deer antler sheds, and she sniffed out a deer head for me, which I couldn't take home because legally I have to get a conservation officer to go check it for me before I can take it home.
Haven't you been in that situation once before?
Yeah, so I had to leave it where it was until I can get someone out there to come check it and tag it for me. But I mean, like, and she's not really, I mean, necessarily like, quote-unquote trained for that. It's just kind of like natural ability, but like,
instinct.
Dogs like being able to go out and like feel like they're doing something.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess unless you get like really bred down into like,
that's the kind of dog I want. The one that's like, I just want to lay on the couch and watch Netflix.
I mean, she also does that.
Oh yeah, she's very affectionate. Mm-hmm. She's super sweet.
That's what I love about dogs is they're very good companion animals, but they're also for purpose. If we went to a zombie apocalypse situation or any type of apocalypse situation where civilization falls or society falls in general, you'd have like all of us cat people, because I'm a cat person,
mm-hmm.
like no longer serves a purpose, right? Like, you know, so you'd be, everybody would become dog people real quick.
Yeah.
Dogs really are man's best friend, you know? So, right. You know, you have that. And I'm a cat person now, but I would quickly become a dog person real fast.
In certain circumstances.
There's a good reason we've been domesticating them for like 10,000 years. Yeah. They're useful.
Yeah, there's.
They are.
I'm a cat person as well. And I would, it's not like I'm not a dog person, but I love dogs as well. But I like just how chill cats are. Cause mm-hmm. like when I come home and there's a dog like rah, 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 freaking out, like it feels good. But like, I'm the type of person that's like, let's just chill for a minute.
That's literally my favorite thing in the whole world is Skylar's butt wiggle.
Like she's just like,
it's literally my most favorite thing. Like it's the best part of my day.
Yeah, I thought it was super sweet when I dropped you guys off at your house last night, uh-huh. and she's like peeking her head out the little window.
I know, and you can see her little butt wiggle.
Did you get it?
No, but something else. All right, so You know what animal I think would be the best animal to domesticate in an apocalypse setting?
An earthworm.
A kangaroo.
Ooh, we all had different answers.
A monkey.
Oh, that was way more anticlimactic than I thought it was.
They have like opposable thumbs and stuff, and like.
You could raccoons also, do too. Yeah, raccoons.
Yeah, but they're hard to train.
Yeah, but they're trash pandas.
Yeah, they're not as smart.
Have you tried to train a raccoon? Do you have a...
Do
you have any
I said scientific evidence? Harder.
Do you have any scientific evidence about that?
Not impossible. Not, it could be effective as well.
Show your work.
But I'm just saying, a monkey would be great because the way they think, you know, very, you know...
Yeah.
Look what we've trained monkeys to do thus far.
Right, right.
So imagine having a monkey and training them to use a weapon, right?
That's where Planet of the Apes takes over.
It'd be like a dog scouting things up, but they could literally kill the opponent with like a spear. Or a gun.
Fair.
Oh my god. Fair
I mean, as long as you don't give it Xanax, right? It'd be good.
Don't give it Xanax or.
But they also wouldn't have the will because you could train them to overthrow you. Because with people, you got to worry about that. If I just had a whole community of monkeys that I trained for like.
So you're going to be Tarzan?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm already growing my hair out.
Yeah.
And then, hey, girl, can be Jane.
Yeah. That'd be terrifying.
And you got the little, a couple little ones.
Imagine being somebody out in the field, right? And they're trying to steal my resources because we're in that setting, you know? And freaking all of a sudden you see me coming out wearing a sackcloth. And I'm like, oh. Also, you see these monkeys come out with like spears and guns and arrows.
I'm out.
Yeah, I'd be terrified.
Yeah, me too.
I'd be like, dude, I don't know what's going on, but I'm getting the heck out of here, you know?
So wait a minute. You just came out with the sackcloth on. Why are you running away?
No, I didn't say I was running away.
You just said
I said I would.
I was messing with you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That didn't hit very well, Rob.
Yeah. You don't want the smoke.
I understood it.
So anyway, yeah, think about it.
Yeah,
I can see kangaroos though as well.
Yeah.
Like, can you train kangaroos?
I mean,
I'm pretty sure you can train just about anything, like pretty close to anything.
I don't know if that's true, but
yeah. I just want to train Amanda's 50-pound goldfish to do.
I mean, people
code.
Train bees.
I have heard that. I've
That'd
heard
be
that.
Scary.
I don't know if you can attack bees, but like,
wasn't that an episode of Black Mirror
where they
had like
bees?
Yeah, they had like bees, they had like robotic bees doing something.
I don't remember.
That was our least favorite. I think we only watched like, I think you guys were on your phones when we were watching it.
Yeah, probably.
You're all checked out. Anyway, I think we need to wrap this episode up. Everybody got their points out of the way. Anybody got anything extra?
Yes,
you do have something extra.
I have one more thing to say.
Okay.
If you're looking for a dog breed out there, get an Australian Shepherd or a Border Collie. They're just the best. They're really the best.
But there's Amanda's suggestion.
They're real smart, though, so like, make sure you're not dumber than they are.
Yeah.
Because they will outsmart you.
Get manipulated by your dog. Just tricking you all the time.
Actually, I've seen videos or stories about that where the dog will bark at the door, the person will get up and go check, and then the dog will steal their food.
Oh my god, that's brilliant! Oh, I want
I've
one
heard
now.
Stories about that.
I would just have, you know, where people prank each other. I'd get to that point where I would just be like, "Mess my dog." Oh, gotcha!
Gotcha!
Gotcha, Sparky!
Perfect.
I think it's funny. Okay.
All right.
All right, you guys. Thank you so much for watching. That's the end of this episode. We are done.
Bye.
With the whole animal. Abuse and all that kind of stuff that we were talking about. So make sure you guys check us out. If you want to keep listening to our stuff or whatever, we're on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, all that stuff. You're watching us. We're on YouTube. JustPlayNonsense.ninja. We got a website. You can go there and get stuff. You can go to our store and buy some of our stuff. We got Netflix. Also, we got Netflix. We're not on Netflix, you guys. We got Instagram, Nonsense.podcast. Everybody's looking at me.
I'll look this way now.
So we got, let's see, what else we got? We've been sharing a lot of our stuff on Facebook. We're trying to work on getting it back over to Instagram, but there's so much work to do.
Yeah, and you know, like I said, if you're listening to us on any of the podcasting platforms, I'd really encourage you guys to come over to the YouTube thing. We just started that out. It's starting to take off. We're doing really well on the podcasting platforms. We got, you know, in the thousands, not the hundreds, you know.
Yeah.
And on the
views a month, yeah.
Yeah. So, but on the YouTube, we just started promoting it, running it like 3 months ago,
right.
Mm-hmm. And it's doing really well for unknown people in the YouTube world starting out, you know, but it's
yeah,
not
we're
like
very surprised by it.
It's not as well as I'd like our podcast to be, so you know, just for the sake of getting us out there more so we can become more successful, so we can do more for you guys and stuff, just team up with us and check out YouTube if you're listening to something on the podcasting platforms. Check it out. You know.
Yeah, and then if you also if you want to team up with us and partner with us or whatever, head on over to patreon.com/justmynonsense. If you got a couple extra bucks you want to throw at us, you get some cool perks. You get like extra content. You can get to see a blurred out version of Michael sitting on the toilet. That'd be kind of funny. And you know, a bunch of other stuff like that. We're also working on some Patreon exclusive content where we're going to make videos that are only on Patreon. You can't find them anywhere else, so you have to subscribe to a certain tier to get on those. And that is it for this episode. We're going to take off. We'll see you guys later. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Remember that podcast that I did where I wasn't recording
the whole time?
Yeah, I was real upset about that.
Yeah, I remember.
Hey, can you? Yeah, you can see my hands right here.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Can you see my hands on your table?
Oh.
Okay, good.
I whip my hands back and forth. Whip my hands back and forth.
What year are we being transported to?
2013.
Is that a jet or a motorcycle? That's what I'm saying. It sounds like a freaking jet.
And that's China.
Stop.
they're shipping over the coronavirus.
Stop. That's scary.
Well, it went away.
That makes me feel scared.
Well, no, it's another state.
No, they just got General Dynamics. It's fine.
Yeah, it's another state's problem now. Okay. Michael, do you have a way to begin this? Do you like to get us into this first one?
Just be like...
Hold on. Stop.
Oh, I can hear it. I can hear that.
Hold on. Don't talk, okay? Bring your cup over here or bring your thing over here and pour it.
I feel like that's the sound for a soda ad.
Is that not satisfying?
Like that would be perfect.
Here you go. I'm glad I didn't spill it.
Me too.
Ooh, look at that waveform. That looks cool.
That's
right there.
When are you guys going to get an energy drink sponsor?
As soon as
you'll have to keep on rotating until somebody decides to lay it on the table.
All right, Michael, go ahead and give me another check since I messed with your mic. Sit back, though. There you go. You can literally say anything. It doesn't matter what it is.
Tell me about the treasury. Is
there a way to put a timer on? Oh, my God. Sorry. I forgot they weren't that far. Just hit the info button. It's on the left side, about halfway down.
My ears feel so scared.
I'm so sorry.
Your ears feel scared.
Yes.
Do you want me to turn your overall volume down, or are you good?
It's fine.
Sorry about that. What? How far are we?
2 minutes.
Okay, cool.
Where are you going?
Give me a check.
All right. I see they put that red thing back up.
Where'd all right, you Amanda, from? I think where'd you're number four.
Where'd you come from? Got Nigel.
Bing.
Okay. Everybody ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you're good. Hey, what's up? This is Just Plain Nonsense.